when keeping your internet is like being sentenced to traffic school.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Two high points in life: being forced to spend an hour taking an online multiple choice quiz in order to qualify for a student loan, and having to go to traffic school to keep points off a driver's license. Right up there with them is what could happen to people who take intellectual property online without permission. We've been covering the new copyright alert system that a group of major internet companies launched this week to patrol for customers doing illegal downloads. The system will generate an escalating series of warnings. In theory, six strikes and a movie, music, or software pirate is out. But what exactly happens on strike six? Harvard Law professor Jonathan Zittrain is a regular contributor to Marketplace Tech coverage.
At that point, there may be other actions taken, such as slowing down your internet connectivity or making it hard to reach popular websites. And you have to go through sort of a copyright information course, maybe over the phone or on the internet, in order to have your full internet access restored.
But Jonathan, here's the question. What if you're sharing your internet connection? What if you have a wireless and you're sharing it with your downstairs neighbor and she is the one perhaps doing some pirating?
That is one serious problem in implementation. It would make sharing one's internet connection a much dicier proposition, because to the extent that one is sharing it with a circle of people and you don't know who everybody is, you could imagine these alerts starting to come up all the time and having to complete the re-education again and again. And it's the kind of thing that could have an impact on that kind of sharing, either within a household or within a community where there are various forms of access sharing.
So the ISPs might be saying that you're pirating. Is there any recourse? Is there any due process for the person accused?
Yes, there's a form of what they call independent review associated with the American Arbitration Association. So if you get a copyright alert and you say, "How dare you? I'm a perfectly upstanding citizen. I've never done any such thing." There's a whole process to go to request a review. And I'm not sure exactly what you would say, except I didn't do it. But it is ideally supposed to go to an independent reviewer, and you pay a filing fee of $35. Now, for people whose internet access may cost $35 a month, that's a lot to ask for a review of an accusation that has simply emerged on a pop-up box on one's screen. And I'm not sure how well this will do it. We'll find out.
Jonathan Zittrain, co-founder and director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard, thank you very much.
Thank you.